kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Once you start normalizing really awful words and behaviors and attitudes, it does seep into you.
Nag-aalala ang mga eksperto na matapos ang pandemya ng COVID at sa pag-usbong ng mga online algorithm, may posibilidad na ngayon ng malawakang radikalisasyon. Paano nga ba ito nangyayari?
I was really unwell. By the time I dropped out of school in year 10, I'd probably missed about 3/4 of high school. And because I had a lot of time by myself online, a lot of time that I was really unhappy with myself, I became quite misanthropic and I was sort of lost and I was lacking direction.
Iyan si Jamie. Sa paghahanap niya ng koneksyon noong kabataan niya, nakatagpo siya ng mga kaibigan online sa mga video game at chat room.
It was still a sense of community that I didn't get in my real life at that time. Gaming isn't just about playing games, it's about being with people and sort of enjoying their company. And I think the company that I had, even if we were all a bit misguided at the time, at least we had each other in a way. I think that's maybe something that is quite hard to understand is if you're lonely, it's really hard to challenge the things you see and hear around you.
Ayon kay Jamie, napunta siya sa isang lugar kung saan normal na ang paggamit ng mapanirang wika. At humantong ito sa pagkakaroon niya ng galit na pananaw tungkol sa mundo at sa ilang grupo ng mga tao.
We all thought it was edgy, therefore it was fine because it was somewhat comedic. But reality is you don't realize when you're that young how impactful these things are, not just on other people, but really on yourself. You do end up being a sort of a shadow of yourself. I said things to my sisters at the time that I'm deeply regretful of now. I feel embarrassed to think about.
Bagamat karaniwan para sa mga kabataan ang pagka-interes sa mga sensitibo o bawal na nilalaman, alam ito ng mga ekstremista at kadalasang ginagamit sa kanilang pagre-recruit. May pananaw si Professor Deborah Smith, isang eksperto sa marahas na ekstremismo mula sa Victoria University.
You know, a lot of their propaganda is really shaped to be interesting, funny, visually appealing. Young people can get emotional rewards from engaging with risk-taking, looking at taboo material, hanging with people who probably other people don't approve of. Whilst objectively it might be hateful, their experience and what's driving them may not be about hate. For the young person experiencing it, it can actually be a place of humor, of joy, of belonging, of acceptance.
Dagdag ni Smith, nakakapag-recruit ang mga ekstremista ng kabataan sa pamamagitan ng pagsasamantala sa kanilang pangangailangan para sa pag-aari at koneksyon.
Young people are trying to sort of explore who they are, what they believe in, where and how they fit into the world. And unfortunately, violent extremist movements provide a really strong sense of identity, albeit a very unhealthy one, that can be appealing to some young people who may be struggling to build a strong sense of self.
Bagamat nakakabahala kapag nakakakita ng kabataang gumagamit ng ekstremistang wika at ideolohiya, hindi ito automatikong nangangahulugang hahantong sila sa karahasan.
Radicalization is the process where a person's beliefs and ideas start to significantly move away from what would be considered mainstream or generally acceptable. This in itself is not problematic because radical ideas and movements have often changed the world for the better. So an example of that would be the civil rights movement. And in this case, radicalization to violent extremism, we're talking about when these changes in beliefs and ideas lead to a person accepting that perpetrating violence is a legitimate way to solve their grievance or their problem.
Hindi mo na kailangan lumayo para makakita ng ekstremistang nilalaman at mga recruiter. Para kay Jamie, dumaan ito sa gaming at mga popular na online forum.
The majority of young people that I've worked with haven't actively searched for it. It's something that has been available. It starts where the kids already are. It's in things like gaming chats, short video feeds, social media platforms, those sorts of things, and not necessarily in the sort of dark corners of the internet that we would like to think.
Iyan naman si Pita Low, isang practitioner sa pagtutok sa marahas na ekstremismo ayon kay Lo, bagamat may mga limitasyon ang kabataan dahil sa kanilang yugto ng pag-unlad at madalas silang manipulahin ng mga ekstremistang recruiter, hindi rin nakatutulong kung ituturing silang lubos na walang kakayahang pumili o magdesisyon.
Because if you take away someone's agency, you also take away their ability to do anything about it. So I think it's helpful to talk about what are the factors that make someone, a young person or otherwise, vulnerable, but and what are some of the reasons why people might make choices that way.
Sa susunod na episode, tatalakayin natin kung paano matutulungan ang mga kabataang nasa panganib. Para naman kay Jamie, isang pag-uusap ang nagtulak sa kanya para questionin ang mga mapanirang paniniwalang nakapaligid sa kanya.
And that gave me such a great new perspective on the world around me and a realization that the horrible ways that the communities I've been in the past had made them feel awful.
Ang episode na ito ay mula kay Nick Zomboles para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS, Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.